tar kremo ngacho perkin kemgane bwende ne kera uli noa no turi na tango poshi poposho tweshi epulo twi hongo mongone kuchane pa mono kana nenge uli metelelo ile pamwe oto filo shishuna na ambule na mamoko veli bafio bafiro mumbo anu baninga ngwe fienda kulunuka bepo bali baninga ndali pife tuna ne bamanyo konde stotin kwetu ninganga itipangira kunga jami itipangira ku maria wote ne kuchapo bapumboka tura pamango shasho vene baninga ndali pife oto filo shisho mbonde ai ngwe mpopi nengao itaduruka lina jama mumbo netaningie mwezi ne abali kumbo wetoka neto mwana ngala nokuli no stressa kuchamwa meme mukuli peni ngeno meme nenge tate ngeno me kulopa ali ngeno washoshiri ngao majira jira apuye naye taite ki kufo mwenyo ile nguno na naba tulimo pife tabe kufo mwenyo kwa tuwe kae amiti durukula ndero laptop asto shina kufikala ka pena shimaliwa ile pamwe ta kucheka ngini maliwa ndina fatulula ne nawa kucho kuna shike uno nitabari kufane mwenyo katamu nango nenga ningo shima nengo kabulingwa tabari kufo mwembera pene puko otuna shita tu ningongo badali tatupo pena wita tu hungile ile na tupo pena mwanka loli pepo opo tu kale tuli ano tweli anga katu nini meiri nga studio nilimo na NG. I was just telling the listeners that I'm in the studio with you. Kidding, how are you?
I'm fine, Anna, how are you?
I'm good. When are you learning Ishwambo?
You have to teach me. I'm waiting for you to teach me.
But Future Media is like full of so many Ishwambo speaking people.
I'm open to learning. By December, I should at least know something.
But but now you don't know anybody in Ishwambo, do you? I think you do.
Every time I try, somebody tells me I said it wrong.
Okay, so let's try now. Try now.
No, Anna.
Any word that you know. Any.
I only say Oshili and then I'm done.
Yeah, Oshili means... How do I say Oshili in your language? Do you know what it means?
No, what does it mean? Isn't it like when you're agreeing with something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
And then Oshili means true.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
it's true.
Okay.
Like Oshili.
That's nice. Mm. You'll teach me Ishwambo, then I'll teach you my language also.
So how do I say it's true in your language?
If you want to say like yes, like you agree, just say yego.
Yego, that's
yes.
What?
Like
Rwanda.
Yes, Kinyarwanda.
Yeah, Kinyarwanda. Mm-hmm. All right, Angie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for
you came to
me,
fix
Anna?
Our computers. This is the pretty lady that fixes our computer, guys. So apangelini maetomunga, women empowerment.
I'm here every day. They
every single day. They just don't know because you don't say anything. But yeah, I don't know where Munene left. He was saying I smell nice. So I believe he went to buy me another perfume. Maybe I don't know
exactly.
Anyways, the listeners and I are talking about nowadays situation or what is happening on the ground. Whether it's pensioners, whether it's the youth, but now it's also kids. People are committing suicide. The number of people that are committing suicide is actually more of men. But today I read a story in the New Era that an 18-year-old committed suicide because at home when they went back to school, and mind you, she's in grade 12, her last year, for her to go to university next year. So she was told that she told the parents or the guardians that she does not, the money that she got for her to get back, it's not enough for what she wants to go buy. Mm-hmm. She left a note and she committed suicide. The other one stole something in the shop when the boss asked. The police are still doing investigation. I assume that the boss asked what happened or why did you steal this? Mm-hmm. The child ran away and committed suicide, 18 and 19. The boy is in grade 10. So it's overwhelming and also caught my attention that what is it that we are doing wrong?
Yeah.
Is it the world? Is it technology? Is it development? Is the fact that the world is involving that everything is just too much that, oh, do we have too much rights? Or as parents or guardians or elders at home, are we not sitting down with our kids? Are we not telling them that, no, junior or baby, this is how much I get.
Yeah.
If this is the money I gave you for you to go back to hostel, this is what I can afford. Does the child not understand or does the child, do you live a fake life to your child that you'll be like, no, you cannot give me $50 when you're always flourishing on and whatnot when you're having a lamplit life. Mm-hmm. At least give me $200. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you as a mother as well, what do you think we are doing wrong? Because also sometimes I give a scenario, an example, saying that sometimes you have a child at home that just picks up a habit of lying.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know. The child is just growing, puberty, teenage. The child is lying that, no, mommy, I did my homework. But mind you, the book, while they are doing their homework, there's a phone inside the book and they're on TikTok, on their Instagram.
Exactly.
And then when you come and then they keep quiet and then they get back to their work, it's like, no, I'm doing my homework. And then later on, the child fails. And you're like, you're always reading before I go to bed. How do you fail?
Exactly.
Like, how did you get here? So, but you don't also know how they picked up this or, and if you complain too much, now I'm asking, are you complaining too much that we are leading them to go commit suicide or what is it that you're doing wrong?
You know what I think, Nam? I think that as parents, it's hard to find the correct way to communicate to children
mm-hmm.
in a way that they'll understand you and feel comfortable expressing everything to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to be their friend,
mm-hmm.
but you want them to be comfortable enough to tell you what's going on.
At the same time, you want them to respect you as a mother.
At the same time, you want them to respect
it's hard,
you.
Eh?
Exactly.
It's
so hard. Finding that balance, nobody is a perfect parent.
Mm.
And also the way that we are brought up is so different from the kind of the world they live in today,
yeah.
like you said, having TikTok on the phone.
Mm.
It's something that we totally didn't even have.
Exactly.
Their parents don't even know what TikTok is. Why is this thing? Mm. Why are you so obsessed with this phone?
And
know?
Also our mothers and our uncles are also on TikTok. So it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
It's so crazy. I think it's just a challenge to find a way to talk in a way that they will understand each other. And there'll be open communication, but it's not something that can happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. If the child is not even used to talking to you, because there are some people, you're just busy at work all day, you're at work.
Mm.
You have to make money. You have day shift, you have night shift. You're at work on the weekends.
Mm.
The child doesn't talk to you ever. But now when you want to build that kind of a bond, it's like it's too late. They don't feel the need to tell you what's going on with them. Or you can't even, you only see that there's something wrong when it's too late.
Mm.
It's not your fault you were working.
Mm.
But what can you even do?
Mm.
So I feel like it's such a challenging thing to work around.
Mm-hmm.
There's no right or wrong answer. There's no right or wrong way of parenting.
Mm.
As long as you're trying your best, but sometimes you never know what's going on. Even when they go to school, you never know what's going on. You can try to communicate to the teachers, but how
with
you
your kid and say, be open, I'm your mom.
All you can do is try to raise them with the right morals.
Okay.
And hope
nice.
And pray over them that they can keep everything you taught them as they maneuver through life, even if they go out. You know, like how, even when we're younger, we like going out at night. You know it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. You know you get beaten at home, but it's worth it. Maybe
you're
also
taking,
I don't know,
serious risks just to go to a club.
Mm.
And we survive.
Or just to go and play hide and seek.
Even
imagine.
To play hide and seek somewhere, you know it's dangerous.
Mm.
But we're lucky that we got home.
Not
there
nowadays. Nowadays,
not
no. You can't even be safe in a taxi. You get what I'm saying?
Safe in a taxi.
Mm.
So you can only pray that the morals you instill in them stay with them even when they don't see you around.
I love that.
Just pray over them, really.
Thank you. There's a caller that also just, I don't know how to say it, maybe opened my eyes, if it's right to say that. He said that it's also... Parenting is not just one parent.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, that sometimes it's so hard for you to be open with your child, and at the same time you want them to respect you because you're the mother, or you're the aunt, or you're the guardian, or your father, or the grandmother, for instance. So he said, in this case, this child is no longer here. As a family or friends, you say, how much you guys need? Do you guys have chair? Do you guys have food? Mm-hmm. Is there petrol? Is there wood? Okay, I'll contribute to the coffin. Now you're contributing, starting up a WhatsApp group. But we had this person saying, no, Junior is not behaving. Was it not right for us to start a WhatsApp group and say, let's help Angie, she's struggling with the child, what must we do? And then what's your take on that?
That's a tricky one.
I know, right? Putting you on the hot spot today. Tricky word before you go. What's your take
one,
on that?
Mm. But you know when people say check on your people, that's why it's important. Even if you don't have the time all the time, when you can, just check on your friends, check on your parents, check on your cousins. Just as you never know what could change. Just a simple hi, how are you? I hope you have a good day. It could really change that person's day. Or a hug, go check, you make a turn on your way home to visit your friend. That could really be what they needed to just open up to you and then have a different perspective.
Wow.
So you never know.
Angie, you're this smart. You're this smart. I'm kidding. You are smart. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna.
I tapped a lot of wisdom from you in just 30 seconds. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anna. Get more value.